He says again, Jesus answered them and said, have you not read that he made them at the beginning, he made them male and female? And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Jesus quotes from Genesis. From the original marriage that God performed in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve. And he joined the two together. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And for this reason, a man would leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Jesus quotes this from Genesis, from the original marriage. He said, this is how God created it to be. Okay? And so it really speaks to the permanence of marriage. Now notice these phrases. He says that he shall leave his father and his mother. Remember a while ago when I told you that one day it's going to be me and Ron and the kids weren't going to be there? You see, when you leave father and mother, you become one, okay? And this means that you shall bind himself, or the man should bind himself more strongly to his wife than he was to his mother. Now, some of you boys out here that are mama boys, you need to understand. You need to be connected to your wife more than your mama, okay? All the women said, amen. Okay. Yeah, see, we're to be joined together. We leave our family and we join together. Now we become one. Okay? Now we're binding together. They'll be your parents forever. Don't worry about that. But your spouse, she's the only spouse you're to ever have. That's the importance. Just like mom and dad were your only mom and dad, she should be your only wife. He should be your only spouse. Think about it. Children will live with their parents roughly 18 years. 17 if you're lucky. 20 if you're not as lucky, okay? But eventually they leave. But folks are married sometimes 50 years, sometimes 60 years. And so when you think about it, you actually spend more time in life with your spouse than you do with your own parents. And therefore, that relationship should be a very tight-knit relationship. Think about this. When a child is born, they look like their parents. When a person dies, they look like their spouse. Look at the person next to you today. You better like what you're looking at, because that's what you're going to look like when you die. Okay? It just happens, right? So, that wasn't supposed to be funny for some of you. Some of you are looking at each other going, man, I hope I don't change that much. Right? Think about it. It's true though, right? And then he says, and he should be joined to his wife. That word joined to me, or to cleave in some terms. It means to be bound together. Several years ago, I was in Hattiesburg, and I was driving in one day to the hospital, and I passed this power plant, this sub plant there, and they were putting up a new plant, they're putting up some new poles, and they were putting up these laminated wooden beam poles. And they were the power poles. And I thought, why are they putting these laminated beam poles out here instead of some steel structure or some metal structure or just a regular wooden pole? And so I asked somebody that worked for the power company, that worked in our church, and that was in our church, and they said, look, those laminated beams are actually stronger, can endure more than even, and will last longer than even a steel pole out there. That's the strength of that wood, laminated, glued, and hard pressed together. That's the picture of marriage. We leave our mother and our father and we come together and we cleave to one another. We're bound to one another. We're stuck together and nothing can separate us. And then notice that last phrase there. And the two shall become one flesh. The argument of Jesus here is that since they are so intimately united as to one, that it follows that they should never be separated. Listen, we're one in flesh. Since the beginning, God made one woman and one man to be one flesh. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes Remember, last week we talked about Jesus said, don't look at a woman in lust, right? We're to be one with our spouse. We ought to be one in our finances. What belongs, I learned this when I got married. What belongs to me belongs to her. And what belongs to her belongs to her. Right? Don't tell her I said that. She already knows. But listen, we're one. Friends. Man, our friends are one together. If I have a friend, they have to be friends with my wife. Think about it. Man, it's like, you know, it's like the church. The church is the bride of Christ, right? It's like saying, well, I love Jesus, but I don't like his bride. Well, that's offensive to Jesus. And so if you say, I like you, I just don't like your wife. Well, that's offensive to me. If you don't want to be her friend, then you're not going to be my friend. Okay? And especially when it comes to friends of the opposite sex. Hey, here's a huge warning. You can't have friends of the opposite sex that aren't friends with your spouse of the same sex. That's dangerous. Very dangerous. Okay? One in our faults. We're one in our faults. Remember, I've shared this before in the marriage relationship. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you get in a fight with them and you think, well, I walked away from that argument and I won, guess what? You just lost. In a marriage relationship, when the two of you are one, you either both win or you both lose. There is no winner and loser. Okay? So we're one, even in our faults, even in our fights. So you might be like the disciples this morning. When they heard this, they came to Jesus there in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 19 and verse 10. They came to Jesus and they said, hey, this sounds impossible. This sounds impossible. Why in the world would we ever want to get married then? Why would we ever want to get married? Because that's how God created it. Man, God created this marriage not to be easy, but to be worth it. To be worth it. And listen, we mess it up, I know. And sometimes it doesn't work out. And we struggle. But here's the word of hope I want to leave you with today. There's an account in John in the 4th chapter. And Jesus says that I must go through Samaria. Think about that word, must. I must go through Samaria. And he went and he sat down by a well. And he sent his disciples off into town. And he was there by himself. And he had an encounter there with a Samaritan woman. And he began to talk to her about drinking water and drawing water. And he used this water about giving her life. And then he came around and he told her, he said, go get your husband. See, we don't think about this passage too often. When we think about the woman at the well, we kind of leave this part out. But Jesus said, go get your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, what you've said right. Because in fact, you've had 5 husbands. And the man that you're living with now is not your husband. And this woman realized, here's a man who knew everything about me. This was the man I really needed in my life all along. The 7th man, the perfect man, is the man who solved all the problems. And Jesus took this woman who had had 5 husbands and was living with a man, and he gave her life. He gave her forgiveness. And he gave her hope. And that same Jesus today wants to give you forgiveness, and he wants to give you hope, and he wants to give you life. He wants to give you life eternal, and he wants to give you life abundant. He wants to give you a life with meaning and purpose, regardless of your past. Amen? Amen. Would you bow with me this morning? With our heads bowed and our eyes closed. So grateful this morning for his forgiveness. You see, here's what Jesus does. Jesus points out the problem, but he doesn't leave us without a solution. Jesus points out the problem, and then he offers us the solution. And he says, I am the answer that you're looking for. Maybe this morning, it's not divorce or marriage that you're struggling with. It's just being in right relationship with Christ himself. And if you're not in right relationship with Christ, then you'll never be in right relationship with anyone else. With your spouse, with your friends, with your co-workers, with yourself. And so this morning, this right relationship begins in a relationship with Christ. So this morning, do you know Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Christ as your Redeemer? Have you come to that point, place in your life where you've asked Christ to forgive you of your sins, come into your heart, be the Lord and Savior of your life? This morning, would you just simply do that? You'd say, Pastor, I know that's exactly what I need, but I just really don't understand. I don't really know how to do that. Hey, it's just as simple as this. It's just to say this morning in your heart, God, I know that I'm a sinner. God, I know I've messed up some things. And God, this morning I'm asking you, with all sincerity of my heart, for the first time, God, I'm asking you, please forgive me this morning. Cleanse me. God, save me this morning. God, this morning, I'm drawing a line in the sand. God, I'm making a commitment this morning to put my faith in you and God, to follow you and to live for you from this day forward. God, today, hear my prayer. Save me this morning, Father. That be your heart's desire this morning. That be your prayer this morning. And in just a moment, we're going to have a hymn of invitation. We're going to ask you to just share that with us, man. We want to be able to celebrate that with you today. And so this morning, we're going to ask you to come in just a moment. Father, this morning, we love you. God, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for the word this morning. God, we thank you for the way that you created us. God, that you created us for relationship. And God, I ask you this morning that you'd forgive us. God, that you'd forgive us for what we've made of these relationships. But God, this morning, we thank you. God, that what we've made a mess of, God, you can make right. And so, God, today I pray, God, that we can walk out of here in right relationship with you, right relationship with our spouse, right relationship with one another. God, today we'll be sure to give you the praise and glory and honor. We ask you all this in Christ's name. Amen. And amen. Mike's going to come and lead us in this hymn of invitation. This morning as we stand to sing, would you come this morning? Would you come to Jesus today? Would you come to him right now? Without waiting, you come.
Brother Bill, could we just prayerfully pray as I sing?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's bow.
Would you just bow your heads? Yeah. Let's let Mike lead us. Amen.
Oh, to Jesus.
Would you come this morning?
I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender.
Last verse, God's calling. Would you just say yes to him today? Thank you. All God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. So grateful for the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. Amen? Amen. Give us another chance, Lord. Hey, I'm going to ask some of our guys if they would just to come grab a plate and hold at our door for us as we receive our love offering this morning. I'm so proud of myself. I didn't forget, man. I'm telling you. Man, I get up here and get zoned in on what I'm preaching and just forget about everything else sometimes. So I'm going to ask these guys if they would just to stand at the door this morning and you give on your way out. And again, if you're not prepared to give today, you can bring it by the church office, or you can send it in through the mail, or you can give it online and just make a note of that, or you can bring it next Sunday as well and just make a notation on your check of that as well. Hey, again, we're so delighted that you've been in worship with us today. Again, Shannon, thank you for being here, sharing with us this morning, for Scarlett being here with you. Hey, would you again just tell them how much you appreciate them this morning? Let them know. Thankful for them this morning. Thankful this morning for them. Amen and amen. Hey, let's sing this morning as we're dismissed.
I want to thank Todd for playing.
And Todd, yeah, man, we had a new guy up here in the band today. So thankful for Todd worshiping with us today and looking forward to it, man. Mike's never sounded better, Todd. So you helped him out today. Helped him out.
I need
appreciate
all
you, buddy.
I can get.
Amen. Amen, brother.
All right, let's sing Victory in Jesus.